busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and us feeling near as faded as my jeans.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to talk about Wisconsin pensions. This is an important issue. The Wisconsin Public Pension Fund is 100% funded. SWIB, the State of Wisconsin Investment Board, invests it prudently. It's 100% funded. There are two other states in the country that are recognized for having excellent pension funds that are 100% or more funded. And believe it or not, those states are Wisconsin, which I think I'd assume, but believe it or not, South Dakota and Tennessee, they're funded at 100% or more. Illinois, which you would think would be like us, is unfunded by and large. It's $307 billion of unfunded liabilities. $317 billion in unfunded liabilities in Illinois. You got to know the background and the history of pensions in Wisconsin. SWIB, State of Wisconsin Investment Board, was founded in 1951. It had three employees and it invested and oversaw $350 million in assets. Today, it has 230 employees and invests $144 billion in assets. In the last year that we have records for it, 2019, there were 215,000 retirees in this state that got a total of $5.6 billion in benefits. This is the Cadillac. This is the state-of-the-art pension fund. Their procedures and their formation should be mandated by federal law of every state in this country. There have occasionally been people who try to tamper with it. Be very aware of this. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, woke or not woke, and you know any history and you think you're woke or whatever. Who cares? We're talking pensions, okay? Pay attention. This is how you're going to protect it. When Scott Walker was elected in 2010, Scott Walker doesn't have any experience in the private sector. Dropped out of college and he went to work for the American Red Cross and he ran for the assembly. So he's heard about, quote, private enterprise, end quote. He's heard about, quote, business, end quote. And he just parrots things. And back then he proposed that the State of Wisconsin Election Investment Board be changed so that the assets would be invested by Wall Street banks. Wall Street banks charge very high fees, usually a couple of percent of assets. And they get that whether they lose a lot, win a lot, or it's flat. They just suck it out every year. And they have very few controls. They can invest in derivatives and a lot of other things. That was so stupid that even the Republicans privately said to him, you ain't going to do that. Be very aware of Republican, Voss, the rest of them attempts to tamper with the State of Wisconsin Investment Board, the SWIB. Be very aware of that. Oppose it no matter what they say. Now, State of Wisconsin Investment Board, this public pension system, Wisconsin retirement system, manages 90% of the pension funds for municipalities, governmental related agencies, the teachers, so forth, public employees around the state, 90%. But it doesn't manage 100%, and it should. For instance, Milwaukee County's pension fund and the city of Milwaukee's pension fund are not managed by them, and they should be. No one says it. I'm saying it. How about repeating it? Remember 20 years ago, there was the pension scandal in Milwaukee County, and the problem is, city councils, common councils, county boards, are too susceptible of pressure from various influences. And some of them can be business influences, but some of them can be people in municipal unions who come to them and say, well, there's a surplus this year, disperse it. Give us all a raise, give us a pension distribution windfall. And that's exactly what happened back there. After the run-up in stocks in the 1990s, there was pressure from municipal unions. And what ended up happening is they changed the rules of Milwaukee County's pension system. People retiring with a lot of years got over $1 million in a just a lump sum payout in addition to very high pensions. Stripped it down. Well, what happened was 02 comes along. Remember the downturn? The downturn. There's another one in 08. Remember that? In those days, the S&P 500 would lose 40%. And suddenly, everybody clamored and said, well, Milwaukee County has to make up the difference. Really, Milwaukee County. Milwaukee County administers the zoo, the airport, and the parks. A couple of other things. Where are they going to come up with billions of dollars? You cannot let politicians tamper with pensions. Repeat that. You cannot let politicians tamper with pensions. Republican politicians will want to turn it over to Wall Street banks because they think that's, quote, private enterprise, end quote. They think that's, quote, business, end quote. What happens is, I mean, hedge funds, banks, they do it by contract. They may say, all right, we're going to take 1.5% of your assets every year, every year. So if you have $1 billion, for every $1 billion, 1% of a billion is 10 million, 1.5 is 15. We're going to suck 15 million fees out just because we're involved. And then we're going to try to improve, but we're going to short stocks. We're going to buy derivatives. Who knows what they're going to buy? Buy Bulgarian bonds. Oh, I'm sorry, we lost 40% this year. So bad. We still get the 1.5%. But if they exceed the S&P 500 by accident some year, some of them will get up to 20% of the gain on that. I don't want to hear any of this. I don't want to hear any of this. All you have to remember is keep your hands off the state of Wisconsin investment board management. Keep it off. Municipal unions will come in. They'll say, we need a woke board. We need a woke common council, except they don't know any history. You're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke if you don't know history. What happens is they'll say, oh, there's a surplus this year. Disperse it. Give us each $30,000. Isn't that great? What happened in Illinois, the reason they have such a deficit, $317 billion, is because whenever there was any increase, they just, the unions, municipal unions, the more irresponsible people on the left of the municipal unions, pressured them into dispersing it. City of Chicago sold its parking revenues for the foreseeable future for a couple of billion dollars. A couple of billion dollars. And then that was immediately paid out in wages and things like that. Went right down the drain. That's so stupid. You don't sell your taxing authority. The fact is, there's very few people in the Republican Party who will stand up to crookedness and fraud around money. And there are very few people in the Democratic Party who will stand out up against waste and stupid things in pensions and in public spending. So you're at the right radio station because this is the only one. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.